Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, it's that time again. It's time for this month's mystery lesson. I feel like we just had one of these a few days ago.
We did, Garrett, but that's okay because these are always very exciting as we follow the adventures of Ivy and her friend Dean as they try to figure things out around their school.
Right. In these last few months, we have seen them solve a lot of mysteries and help a lot of people out.
Yeah, our mystery today is called Portrait Games. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I'm excited to find out. Let's get right into our first reading right now.
Portrait Games. Why won't the photo hang straight?
Every morning, the same photo on the wall of excellence was crooked, not just a little off, definitely tilted like someone had tugged it to one side, annoying Mr. Potter, the janitor. The photo was one of the most easily forgettable on the wall, an unclear shot of a former assistant principal holding a plaque from 2012. It was sandwiched between a photo of a student holding up a science trophy and one of last year's champion basketball team.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 janitor 这个名词，意思是清洁工或是校工。譬如 after school hours,The janitor Carlos cleaned classrooms quietly while listening to podcasts. 放学后，清洁工 Carlos 一边听播客，一边静静地打扫教室。相关的形容词是 janitorial， 意思是清洁工作的或是管理清洁事务的。譬如 ，Melissa's janitorial duties included handling repairs, creating cleaning schedules, and managing supply orders.Melissa 的清洁工作职责包括处理维修事项、制定清洁时程表以及管理清洁用品的采购。跟 janitor 语义接近的字是 custodian， 意思是管理员或是看守人。譬如 ，Before sunrise, the custodian unlocked the gates and ensured the hallways were safe for early visitors。日出前，管理员开启大门，并确保通道对早到的访客是安全的。
You know, friends, whenever I go to the grocery store and things aren't lined up just right, I am constantly adjusting them. And that's kind of what we talk about right at the beginning of our story.
Yeah, we start with a question here, friends. Why won't the photo hang straight?If you are always adjusting things at the grocery store, I bet you don't like it when things are crooked on the wall either.
I do not, but I do like to talk about the words in our lesson, like that word crooked. Friends, if something is crooked, it's not straight. It might be tilted or even bent.
Yeah, so pictures hanging on a wall could be crooked. Or maybe a fence isn't lined up quite right and it's crooked.
Okay, so let's start off in our story here. Every morning, the same photo on the wall of excellence was crooked.
And we read on here, not just a little off,Definitely tilted, like someone had tugged it to one side.
Okay, so we see a similar word there, that word tilted. This won't mean bent. It just means something is leaning to one side.
Yeah, for example, if a shelf is tilted, it might cause the books on it to fall off.
Okay, so this photo was tilted like someone had tugged it. If something is tugged, it's being pulled, maybe by your hands or something else.
You could tug on a rope to ring a bell. Or maybe if your clothes feel off, you might tug on your sleeve to adjust them.
Okay, so it was like someone had tugged this photo, and this annoyed Mr. Potter, the janitor.
Okay, we see here the photo is one of the most easily forgettable on the wall. It was an unclear shot of a former assistant principal holding a plaque from 2012.
All right, what is a plaque here? Well, it's usually a flat sign or a plate that you might hang on the wall or display somewhere. It has words on it, and it might be to remember something important.
Yeah, we could see plaques in many different places. You might see plaques at certain landmarks or in museums. A plaque might tell you who built a building or a bridge.
Okay, let's continue. It was sandwiched between a photo of a student holding up a science trophy and one of last year's basketball team.
Let's talk about what a trophy is. A trophy is a prize given for winning something.
For example, you might win a shiny trophy if you win the championship game in basketball.
Okay, let's talk about what we are looking at here. We have a wall of excellence. Now, in a school, this is a place where all of people's main achievements are shown. Maybe if people win trophies or get some type of award, photographs or those trophies might be on that wall or on those shelves.
And usually you want this to look nice. You don't want all the pictures to be crooked. So why did this keep happening? We'll find out in just a moment. Let's go to our next reading.
Portrait games.
That's the one that keeps going crooked,
Ivy asked. Mr. Potter nodded.
Every single day. I fix it and the next morning, it's off again. I have no idea why, but I've thought about taping it to the wall.
Ivy frowned.
But why this one? It's not even a photo anyone looks at.
Dean looked at the ceiling.
Give me a second.
He strode down the hallway, glancing up at the school's security cameras. Then he pulled up the school's floor map on his phone and began marking angles with his finger.
Without hesitation, Anthony strode proudly across the stage as applause filled the auditorium. Anthony 毫不犹豫地昂首阔步走过舞台，观众席中掌声雷动。Stride 也可以当名词，意思是步伐或是大步。譬如 ，The tall, lean woman was known for her long and vigorous strides. 那名高挑纤瘦的女子以她大而有活力的步伐而出名。另外来看一个相关的片语 ,break one's stride, 或是 break somebody's stride, 意思是打乱步调或是中断节奏。例如 ,nothing could break her stride as Rebecca calmly continued presenting despite technical problems on stage. 尽管舞台上出现技术问题 ,Rebecca 仍沉着冷静地继续进行简报,没有任何事物能干扰她的节奏。
All right, so there was this photo on the wall of excellence, and it kept being crooked. Why is this? Let's find out.
All right, so this picture was not straight. It was bent or tilted. And we see here Ivy has entered the scene. She says, that's the one that keeps going crooked. And Mr. Potter nodded.
All right, what does he say? Every single day. I fix it, and the next morning, it's off again.
This is odd because usually if you fix a picture or something on a wall, it would take a long time for it to go crooked again.
Right, maybe it's a little heavier on one side.
Yeah, that's true. But the issue here is that this janitor fixes it every day and it always goes off.
And he says, I have no idea why, but I thought about taping it to the wall.
Ivy frowned. But why this one? It's not even a photo anyone looks at. That's one of the points here too, is this isn't really a very important photo, and it was from so long ago, people probably don't remember the people in the photo.
In that first section, we said this one is easily forgettable. Okay, why this one? Dean looked at the ceiling. Give me a second.
All right, we say give me a second, friends, when we're telling the other person to wait a short time while we do something. Usually we're thinking something through or doing some action quickly.
When you get to your front door, you might say to your friend, give me a second to find my keys. Now, in this phrase, we don't usually literally mean 1 second.
Yeah, it's usually longer than just a second. So Dean says to give me a second, and he strode down the hallway, glancing up at the school's security cameras.
Okay, he looked up at these security cameras. These are cameras you'll see at many important buildings. They're cameras that record what's happening there. So if something goes wrong, there's a record.
Oftentimes, security cameras cover parking lots to make sure people getting in and out of their cars stay safe.
Right, you'll see them at important buildings and even at schools. So Dean looked up at them.
Okay, so Dean sees these security cameras. Then he pulled up the school's floor map on his phone and began marking angles with his finger.
Okay, he was marking angles. That's kind of the different views or directions somewhere. That word angle is also one you'll see in math class.
Here's an example of how you could use angle in a sentence. The photo was taken from a strange angle.
Okay, so Dean was marking these angles on the school floor map. Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. With security cameras, usually they're pointed at something very specific, like a door or an exit or to cover a certain area. So I'm guessing that he's checking where these security cameras are pointed.
Oh, maybe to see if there is a view of that wall of excellence. Well, friends, we'll find out what happens next in just a moment. First, let's take a deep dive.
Dive. Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Sandwiched between. Imagine this, you're building the ultimate sandwich, soft bread, juicy tomato, crisp lettuce, and melty cheese, and everything is perfectly sandwiched between two golden slices, one big bite, and bliss. That cozy, squished in feeling, that's exactly what sandwiched between captures. We use sandwiched between to describe something or someone stuck tightly in the middle of two other things, often feeling a bit squeezed. It comes straight from the idea of a sandwich, where the good stuff is happily trapped between two pieces of bread. For example, the tiny cafe was sandwiched between a noisy bookstore and a busy gym. Here's another. During the long car ride, I was sandwiched between my two chatty cousins. Here are two more yummy food-inspired phrases. Between a rock and a hard place means stuck with two bad choices, like being squished between two tough things instead of tasty bread. For example, choosing between extra homework or missing the game left me between a rock and a hard place. In a pickle means in a tricky or difficult situation. A pickle is a sour, messy problem. For example, forgetting my lines during the play put me in a real pickle. I once made a sandwich so tall it wouldn't fit into my mouth. Everything fell out in a glorious mess. Being sandwiched between bread is fun, unless you're lettuce. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Portrait Games.
Dean?
Ivy asked. He pointed back toward the crooked photo.
That spot is a total dead zone.
What do you mean?
I mean, the hallway cameras overlap just enough to cover the trophy case and the doors. Except that one spot, the photos, in the small area between both angles that isn't covered. A perfect blind spot.
Ivy blinked.
So someone chose that frame for a reason.
Overlap, 意思是重叠或是交叠。譬如, sometimes responsibilities overlap when Caleb manages projects for multiple teams simultaneously during busy work cycles. 当 Caleb 在繁忙的工作周期中同时为多个团队管理专案时，职责范围有时会产生重叠。Overlap的现在分词。 Overlapping 可以当形容词用, 意思是重叠的, 例如, The overlapping meetings and other scheduling conflicts forced Hannah to choose her priorities carefully. 重叠的会议以及其他行程冲突 迫使Hannah必须谨慎地选择她的优先事项。 另外来看, intersect这个动词, 它的语义呢, 与overlap类似, 意思是交汇或是相交, 譬如, Sometimes our schedules intersect when Maya stays late chatting at the office. 有时候当Maya在办公室聊到很晚的时候，我们的行程就会重叠。Okay, that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
In our daily lives, we always hope that nothing will go wrong. Things won't get broken or stolen. But when they do, it's always nice to check the security cameras.
And that's what Dean is doing right now, friends. He's checking the angles of these security cameras. Let's find out why. Dean? Ivy asked.
Yeah, it seems like she wanted to know what exactly he was doing. He pointed back toward the crooked photo.
Okay, and why? He says that spot is a total dead zone.
Ooh, a dead zone. What does this word mean? Or this series of two words? Well, a dead zone is an area with no signal or, in this case, no view.
Yeah, security cameras could have a dead zone of an area that they don't see. Or maybe when you drive up into the mountains, your phone has a dead zone where it doesn't get any signal.
Yeah, it's kind of like that other term we say, blind spot. Sometimes when you're driving, there are certain areas around your car that you can't see in just the mirrors.
But when we use dead zone, we're often talking about something with technology. So maybe there's no signal or no electricity.
Right, so it seems like these security cameras couldn't see what was going on. Ivy asks, what do you mean?
Dean explains, I mean the hallway cameras overlap just enough to cover the trophy case and the doors, except that one spot. Now, in our earlier section, we talked about this wall of excellence, and we see a related term here, friends, trophy case.
Right, so it seems like there are certain things that are attached to the wall, like that picture or maybe some plaques, but there's also a trophy case. This is like a cabinet, usually with a glass front, and inside you can put trophies and other prizes.
For example, all of the trophies the school has won over the years are stored in the school's trophy case so that everyone can see and enjoy them.
So it sounds like you can see the trophy case from those security cameras, but not the most important thing that they're asking about.
Yeah, we see that phrase here, except that one spot. The photo's in the small area between both angles that isn't covered. A perfect blind spot. You just mentioned this term earlier, Garrett.
Oh yeah, a blind spot, an area that you can't see. Maybe there are things blocking it, or in this case, those cameras just aren't at the right angle.
Yeah, when you're driving, you need to make sure that you check your blind spot before you change lanes. There's an area that you can't see in your mirrors.
So usually you need to turn your head to go and see that. All right, Ivy blinked. So someone chose that frame for a reason.
Okay, this is interesting. It seems like Ivy has a theory here that this particular photo in this particular frame wasn't chosen on accident. People knew that this photo was in the blind spot or the dead zone, and so they picked that photo for some reason.
Yeah, I find this whole story a little strange so far. In some of our earlier mystery stories, really significant things were happening that could hurt people. In this case, there's just a picture that's crooked.
It's almost like Ivy is looking for a mystery at this point.
Yeah, or maybe someone really doesn't like that janitor and just wants to give him more work.
Oh, that would be a terrible joke.
Well, friends, we're not quite done with this story. We will continue it tomorrow. But right now, let's go on to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 have 或 has no idea 这个非正式的用语，意思是不知道。后面可以接疑问词引导的子句，例如 where he went 或疑问词引导的不定词片语，例如 what to do， 也可以接 that 子句，例如 that he had won the race 来表达不知道的事物。它与 don't have any idea, have no clue, 以及 don't have a clue 的意思类似。来看例句。After a hard day's work, John had no idea where to go for dinner. John 辛苦工作一整天之后，不知道该去哪里吃晚餐。
Friends, we have come to the end of the first day of this lesson, and tomorrow we are going to find out the answer to this mystery. But before we go, I want us to remember the question that we asked at the beginning of our lesson today. Why won't the photo hang straight? Garrett, I think that in seeing this question, it tells me that there is some reason that this photo isn't straight.
Absolutely. We want to know, is this something that's just kind of naturally happening? Is the photo just a little heavier on one side? Or maybe the whole room is a little shifted? Or is there someone doing this?
Yeah, we found out that this is something that's happening on a daily basis. Every morning, the janitor fixes this photo, and the next day, it's always crooked again.
Right. It is nice when things are hanging straight on your walls. That's why some people will take a lot of time before they hang something up just to make sure.
Yeah, sometimes they use something called a level to make sure that things are hanging straight. We found out something interesting about this particular photo, though, friends, that it is hanging in something called a dead zone. That has to do with the school's security cameras.
In that dead zone, the security cameras can't see what's happening. Their angles just aren't pointed toward that area.
Yeah, that's right. Friends, tomorrow we are going to find out why it is this photo is so crooked and why there might be some dead zones on those security cameras. So you'll have to make sure and come back to join us for that. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Last a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.